From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Rescue crews save an elderly driver who crashed through a fence and into a chilly canal in the East Bay. How they sprang into action and potentially saved her life. Politics getting heated in a San Francisco neighborhood, and it reached a boiling point at a meeting about public safety last night. The confrontation between residents and a city supervisor, plus a survivor of the Half Moon Bay mass shooting now suing his employer. What he says the farm owners should have done to protect him and his coworkers. Good morning and thanks for starting your day with us. Today is Saturday, April 6th. I'm Max Darrow. We start with a successful rescue overnight from an ice-cold canal in Bay Point. Fire crews pulled a woman out of the water after her car went off Highway 4 and landed in the canal below. Officials say the woman was driving on the highway just west of Bailey Road when she lost control of her car. She ended up going about 100 yards down a hill and crashed into the Contra Costa Water District canal. Neighbors nearby say they heard the crash and called the fire department. Upon arrival, they helped the driver climb out of her car and back to safety. Despite this crash and that wreckage, she's now recovering at a nearby hospital. This morning, firefighters are mopping up at the scene of a Friday night fire on Treasure Island. Here's a look at the scene. San Francisco firefighters encountered this, heavy flames and smoke shooting out of a building at Halibut Court. Fire officials tell us they saw signs of hoarding conditions inside, and they received reports of squatters living inside that structure that caught fire. One person was taken to a hospital to be treated for smoke inhalation. The cause of the fire still under investigation.
Well, we got to start out a cold morning on this Saturday. Temperatures have gotten down into the upper 30s for some of the colder inland valleys. We're doing low 40s for just about everywhere else. We're done with the system that brought us the rain over the weekend. And as we look at the future cast and take this forward through the late morning, you can see a few showers sitting off the coast. They're not going to get here. We're going to have plenty of blue sky today. Maybe a few high clouds are going to show up late tonight, and that is in advance of a small chance of a few light showers for very early Sunday. We're going to look at that coming up in the complete forecast in just a few minutes.
Frustration over crime in San Francisco boiled over in a confrontation yesterday with a city supervisor. Connie Chan represents District 1, which includes the Richmond District, which, by the numbers, is one of the city's safest neighborhoods. But lately, there has been an outcry from residents there who believe the city is not doing enough to stop crime. A few months ago, we covered the deadly beating of a Richmond District store clerk. Last August, Johannes Tewoldi was killed trying to stop a theft. And late last month, a 22-year-old man was arrested after he slashed the tires of almost two dozen cars near 12th and Danza. Our Andrea Nakano talked to a community leader who has been helping people bolt their garages and secure their homes, who says Connie Chan, their supervisor there, has been absent from nearly all of this neighborhood's recent public safety meetings.
Mark Dietrich is trying to make his community safer one step at a time. He's seen too many of his neighbors call it quits in the Richmond.
Everybody is one incident away from, like, I've had it, I'm leaving, I'm out of San Francisco. And when they leave, we lose what makes San Francisco amazing, which is its people.
You can see the issue of public safety and how to improve it is a contentious one during this media event Friday held by Supervisor Connie Chan.
Public safety is a critical issue that we're facing, not just in
San
Francisco.
Why did you want to dismantle SFPD?
Because people look at these people. They can't even let me talk because they're too afraid. If I actually start talking, then I will actually be able to tell the truth about the fact that these people are playing politics for public safety.
Supervisor Chan is running for re-election this November, where public safety is the main focus. Chan, surrounded by business leaders, demanded more resources for her community from Mayor London Breed and Police Chief Bill Scott.
Look, we have a lot of issues facing the Richmond, and the issues that we face, it's very much the same the rest of the city face. And at the end of the day, doesn't the buck stop actually with the mayor? And so when we are pleading for resources and help for public safety, as we have done again and again, the question is, where is the mayor?
Mayor Breed's office issued a scathing statement saying Supervisor Chan hasn't asked for a meeting to talk about public safety in the Richmond. The statement went on to say if she wants to work with the mayor tackling neighborhood issues, she could start by actually asking her to sit down and talk about ideas or solutions. That's the hard work that many of her colleagues do every day. And residents like Mark Dietrich are questioning Supervisor Chan's leadership when it comes to crime. He says Chan has been missing from several community meetings, especially after the Richmond was shattered by the death of a store clerk who was brutally beaten with a bat last August.
She's been in office for 4 years, three and a half, and she's been pretty much absent. And every time there's an issue that has to do with public safety, she's been on the wrong side of it.
Dietrich has created his own website to provide crime safety tips to his neighbors. He's also active on social media platforms to bring residents together, but he says he needs help.
We're left to defend our neighborhood and our homes. And so that's what's so frustrating, because we feel like, hey, you know, we live in a city, we elect these people. They should be doing the basic things that government is supposed to do.
At the same time, one of the longest serving politicians in San Francisco history is now the sole progressive candidate trying to unseat Mayor London Breed.
I don't think that this is about progressive or moderates. This is about taking care of San Francisco and being a mayor who knows how.
Board of Supervisors President Aaron Peskin filed the paperwork on Friday to run for mayor. He's expected to make a formal announcement later today. Peskin will be the fifth major candidate to declare. He's also facing off against Supervisor Asha Safai, former Mayor Mark Farrell, and philanthropist Daniel Lurie. A man named Pedro Perez came to the Bay Area years ago to try and make a better life for his family. But he never envisioned what could have happened while working at a Peninsula farm. He's the sole survivor of last year's mass shooting in Half Moon Bay. And now he's talking about why he is suing his workplace over the tragedy. He watched his brother Jose die, and he himself was shot 5 times. Our Da Lin was there as Perez shared his painful story.
Shooting survivor Pedro Perez underwent 3 surgeries and is still in a lot of pain.
I had 2 bullets in my stomach. One in my face, one in my arm, and a bullet in my back.
Speaking through a translator, the 24-year-old says life will never be the same, and he may never recover from the mental trauma. He witnessed a gunman kill his older brother, 38-year-old Jose Perez.
What hurts me so much, is that we were always together. I live with him. We would go to the store. We were inseparable.
The 2 brothers left Oaxaca, Mexico to work and live at the Half Moon Bay Mushroom Farm. They would send money home. Jose is survived by his wife and 4 kids. Aside from Pedro, Jose's wife is also suing California Terra Garden and the owner, Xiaoming Guang. Police say this worker killed 4 people and injured Pedro at California Terra Garden. They say he then went to another farm and killed 3 more people on January 23, 2023.
We can't believe it because we didn't have any problems, and he was our co-worker, and we always worked side by side with him.
This case is about holding a landlord accountable for failing to protect the tenants on its property.
Pedro's attorney, Duffy McGilligan, says the owner did nothing to prevent the mass shooting, even though he knew about the alleged shooter's violent history. The attorney says there was also a separate shooting at the farm months before.
What did California Terra Gardens Farm do after that shooting in July of 2022? What steps did they take to make sure that it didn't happen again? And I can tell you what the answer is going to be right now. The answer is they did nothing.
ALAS, an organization that advocates for farm workers, says they also want to push for better living conditions. They say many migrants across the country continue to live in shipping containers and in deplorable conditions.
Weren't we fighting for this years and years and years ago? How are we still in these conditions in 2024?
As for Pedro, the road to recovery is a long one. He says his therapy now includes learning how to play the accordion.
He says that it's helping a lot. When he feels sad, he starts to practice and coming to the accordion program, playing with the group.
Pedro has not been able to work since the shooting, so the city of Half Moon Bay and San Mateo County are helping him with his rent. He says eventually he plans to go back to his family in Mexico.